starts backed away. Brunner is now down on his knees, whimpering. I am circling around because I am waiting to see which way the wind is going to blow. And Flick is standing right up next to the telephone pole with his tongue hanging out, and I would say a good foot and a half of it, laying right across that steel shaft, standing at 3 degrees above zero, with the wind howling through the insulated wires high overhead. All of a sudden, Flick's face whitens. It's as white. And Schwartz says, "Okay, back up. Now get your tongue off, smart guy." And it dawned on all four of us that Flick's tongue ain't about to come off that great big steel telephone pole.